Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Am I on? Omega. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I want to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh yeah, I'm the music major.
Everybody, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen to Mount Carmel International Church on this morning. Amen. Our Sunday morning service this morning. Amen. Praise God. I pray that that song got you to moving, got you to lifting your hands up. Praise God, because we come to give God the glory. We come to bless his name on today. Praise God. So I thank and praise God for you. You and you, amen, for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. And I pray that you had a blessed week on last week. Amen. Praise God. So we're just going to give God the praises. We're going to give God the honor. And we're going to give God the glory, y'all. Hallelujah. I'm excited this morning for what the Lord is going to do for us today. Praise God. Because on this week, amen, he just kept bringing a word in my spirit. Amen, praise God. And I'm going to give you what the Lord has given to me. Amen, for his people. Amen, because you belong to the Lord. Amen. So let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come and we just bless your holy name, God. We give you honor, yes, Holy Spirit. We give you glory, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, as we come, God, today, we ask that you touch us from the crown of our head, God, to the very soul of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask, Lord God, that you will move through the airways, God, even now, Father God, for thy people, oh God. Oh God, we ask that you speak a word in season, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, we ask that you move by your mighty power, God, on today, God, in the lives of your people. Because, God, they belong to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as I lift our hands up to you today, Lord God, total surrender to the Holy Spirit, we ask that you move by your mighty power. Breathe on us a fresh new anointing and have thine own way. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Excuse me. Sorry about that. He does something to me. Praise God. Anyway, this morning, I want to talk to us today. God has not forgotten you. How many know that the Lord is moving by his Holy Spirit in your life? And I'm going to take my time this morning because the Lord wants to speak to us this morning. He speaks to us every Sunday, but today he let me see there's a lot of going on with each and every one of us. And he wants us to know that he is God, and he is God alone, and he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we act or think, according to the power that worketh on the inside of us. I know y'all praying because I don't think the enemy want to get this word out this morning. Amen. But today, I want to take us to a scripture. Daniel, the 9th chapter. Daniel, the 9th chapter. Verses number 20 to 23. The Bible says, now, while I was speaking, praying, and confessing my sins of the people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord, my God, for the holy mountain of my God, yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in a vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I have now come forth to give you skill and understanding. At the beginning of your supplication, the command went out, and I have come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved. Therefore, consider the matter and understand the vision. I'm going to ask you a question this morning. Have you ever felt forgotten? Have you ever felt that God had abandoned you? Here today, I want to look at three people that felt forgotten for a period of time. Here we find, even in the Bible, there were some people that felt like they was abandoned. There were some people felt like God wasn't there with them. So I want to talk to us today while Daniel felt like he was forgotten. And while we sometimes feel like God has forgotten our situation, how about that? But know that God is moving by his mighty power within our lives, but sometimes we feel, God, you're not seeing me. God, you're not hearing me. God, you're not moving for me. And when I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me on this week and how the people of God is feeling and their feelings, and it's about the feelings because the Lord said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Am I right? So our feelings sometimes has to come subject to the power of the Holy Ghost. Hey, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. First one is Daniel. Let me tell you why. In the beginning of the book of Daniel, Daniel was a young boy, not much older, come on, somebody, than like maybe, I mean, he was very, very young. Let's put it that way. He was taken from his home to Babylon, where they took his original name away and gave him a Babylonian name. Now, could you imagine, praise God, being taken from your home and being placed into a place that where they don't even want to serve their God. They don't want to serve the God that Daniel served, praise God, hallelujah. But he was taken from his home and he was taken the glory to God and given a new name. Was tossed in a lion's den and delivered by the angel. But it had been 65 years now, and Daniel, in Daniel chapter 9, he is now 80 years old, and he feels alone and forgotten. Oh, I don't know today who I'm talking to sometimes because sometimes we get in a state where we feel lonely and abandoned. Come on, somebody, help me, Holy Ghost, today. There are some times, amen, that even sometimes, and I hear you, Holy Ghost, that sometimes you could be around a group of people and still feel by yourself and feel alone, or you could be married, amen, and still feel alone and forgotten. But here we find Daniel in chapter 9, and now he's an older man, and you can imagine, praise God, hallelujah, the time, the span that went by, and Daniel was praying and basically asking God, have you forgotten where you put me? Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Ghost. God, did you forget where you put me at, God? Did you forget the address, God, that you placed me here, God, and don't seem like you're doing anything, Lord, but I'm here. You forgot, God. Did you forget where you put me? Come on, somebody. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. Do you know what I'm going through? And we ask God questions, and we have we have some time, and I'm praying that we don't get a pity party. Yes, Holy Spirit, knowing that God sees you right where you're at. Come on, help me, God. Then all of a sudden, here comes an angel. Gabriel came, praise God, and Daniel. know, praise God, if you look at the text, it doesn't call him by his Babylonian names. Praise God, it doesn't call him, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, by the name that they gave him. They call him by his name. The first reason I know that God has not forgotten you is that he knows, you know, the song, we always talk about that song, he knows my name, he knows the very hair upon my head, but Daniel is going through something right now. We always read the story, but we got to get the significance of what Daniel went through in the time, praise God, taken from a home and given a Babylonian name, but then God sends a messenger to Daniel, praise God, to speak a word. Oh, come on, somebody, my God, I give you the glory. In the midst of a dark place, God will send an angel. He will give you a dream. He will send a prophet, amen, praise God, to speak a word to you this morning. Glory to God. So he didn't forget his name. No matter how bad it seems, God knows your pain, and he can heal that pain. Somebody shout with me this morning. God knows. He knows. He knows what you're going through. Praise God. Hallelujah. He sent me today and tells you, praise God, hallelujah, that he did not forget about you. That leads to the second reason that God has not forgotten us. Praise God. The Bible says, and look in verse number 23, he says, as soon as you begin to pray, as soon as you begin to pray, God not only knows your name, but he hears our prayers. Come on, somebody shout right there with me. He hears the prayers of his people. He's bowing up your prayers. Amen. Praise God. What is that is not important for all of us to focus on God, the second person, and we talked about is David, praise God, but we got to know that God is still yet listening to you. He is still yet hearing you. He is still yet delivering. He is still yet healing. He is still yet doing miracles. He's still yet moving things out the way, putting things in the way, praise God, to bless you. He's still using that checkerboard, praise God, and one that will shine that. You're going to see one day that he's going to say, checkmate, I did it for you, praise God. You got to understand that God is still yet moving on your behalf. It doesn't matter what it looks like, what it seems like, praise God. God sent me here today to tell you, praise God, that he didn't forget about you. He knows, he knows, he knows what you're going through. The second person I want to talk to us about, and in Psalms 13, David poured his heart out to the Lord. My God, I give you the glory. Have you ever poured your heart out before the Lord and let him know, Lord, where you're at? Praise God. I'm going through this right now, but God is yet listening to you. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. David said, we have to trust the Lord. David said, how long, O Lord, will you forget me? Forever? Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you the glory. How long will you hide your face from me? He said that, glory to God. How long shall I take counsel in my soul? Glory to God. Having sorrow in my heart daily, he said. How long will my enemies be exalted over me? Anybody talking to me today, praise God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. How long till my enemies triumph over me? How long, my God, I give you the glory. Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Enlighten my eyes, he said, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Oh, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed against him. Let those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you the glory. But I have trusted in your mercy, he said. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing praise. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Now, this is David, the one, the apple of God's eyes, and the one, praise God, that when David prayed and he worshiped the Lord, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, David poured his heart out. He said, how long, God, are you going to forget about? my God, I give you the glory. David writes, how long will you forget me forever? David was asking the same question that Daniel was asking. Where are you, God? Yes, I don't know. Shanda. He was throwing himself a pity party. Come on, we're not going to do that in this season. Somebody shout with me. Praise God. Shanda. I'm not going to allow the enemy. I'm not going to allow them to take me into the pity party. I know my God is a deliverer. I know my God is a healer. I know that he should deliver me. There is no time for a pity party. Tell somebody there's no time for a pity party. My God should save me, saith the Lord thy God. But then he realizes that without God giving light to his eyes, he would die. So he said, look on me and answer me, O God. In the Psalms, there is never an answer from God. Come on, my God, I give you the glory. Sometimes God won't say nothing, my God. Have you ever been there, praise God, that you're looking for God to move and God won't say nothing, praise God, that's Holy Spirit. But know that when he's not saying nothing, you have to trust him to the fullest. And that's a whole nother place that God is getting his people in. He's looking for us to trust him like never before. Oh, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. There's a different thing than having faith and trust. You can have faith, praise God, in the Lord Jesus. But when it comes, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, when your back is up against the wall, when there's nothing you can hear, nobody's saying nothing, God is not saying nothing. Help me, Holy Ghost. You have to trust the Lord thy God. Somebody say, trust him when you can't trace him. Trust him when you can't trace him. Trust him when you cannot trace him. The Bible says in Psalms 9 and 10 says, God will never forsake those who seek him. Oh, hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to us today. So if you're feeling forgotten by God, please, please do not do your best to seek his will. You got to seek the will of the Lord. There's no time, praise God. That's Holy Spirit. There's a lot of times we go to God and we pray about everything. But God wants us to seek his will. What is best for us, praise God, that's Holy Spirit. Because sometimes, praise God, what we're asking God to do for us, God said, no, I cannot do it right now. Oh, when we ask God, yes, Holy Spirit, you got to understand, praise God, a no is not a denial all the time. Sometimes we just have to wait on the Lord, but we have to go by Shanda, but we have to seek the will of the Lord, because he knows what's best for us. That man that you're praying for, my God, I give you the glory, might not be the one. That woman that you're praying for, it might not be the one. That job that you're praying for, it might not be the one. The finances that you're looking for, it might not be enough, but God knows all things. So I'm here to tell you today, we have to seek the will of the Lord. What do God have for us? He wants the best for us. He's not going to give you anything less. He's trying to give you the best. When you don't hear him, that means that he's working behind the scenes. My God, I give you the glory. If you ever felt forgotten by God, remember that he will always be there for those who seek him. Hallelujah, Shanda. Glory to his name. We give God the glory, Mashatadabo Shanda. How long, oh God, will you not hear my prayer? Somebody's asking God today. Yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, Shakoko Yadabashanda. So, Holy Ghost, send me here today to speak to you today, to let you know that he hears you, he sees you, he knows what you need, he knows what you're battling with, he knows the pain that you're carrying, he knows the one that's trying to get over, he knows the one that got deception, he knows the one that's sneaky, he knows all things, my God, I give you the glory. But I'm here to tell you today, my God, don't know where I'm at, but I'm in business, praise God. Who needs business today, praise God? Are you looking for God to do something spectacular? He says, I'm here today. What are you asking God to do? What do you need him to do? Are your enemies trying to get over? But God is saying, I'm getting ready to intervene. Help me, Holy Ghost. Are your finances messed up? Glory to God. Are you seeking the will of the Lord? Glory to God. Or do you want the money for something that you can use? That's not of God. We have to ask God, my God, I give you the glory. Are you pouring back into his ministry? Are you pouring back into the foundation? Are you pouring back into what God wants you to pour into? We take our finances everywhere we want to take, but God wants you today to know that he is God. What are you building? Glory to God, glory to God. Are you building the kingdom of God? Are you building your own heart, domain, saith the Lord thy God? It is time. It is time. Amen, saith the Lord, that he wants us to know that I'm with you. And when I'm with you, it's more with me than it is with the world. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. So when you are battling any area of your life, the Holy Spirit says, I'm battling with you. I'm going to take you through. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to see you through. My God, I give you the glory. The Bible says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in you. The glory is going to come. The glory is going to come. I hear the Holy Ghost. The glory is going to come, saith the Lord thy God. Listen, listen, listen. Listen, glory to God. Even Jesus has to go through some things, y'all. Just because we're going through some things right now, the Lord shall deliver. Somebody shout with me. The Lord shall deliver. Oh, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. The Lord shall deliver. I hear the Lord. The Lord shall deliver. Yes, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Matthew 27:45-47, the Bible says, from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over all the land. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have thou forsaken me? Jesus himself asked the question, we do sometimes, where are you, God? Do you want to know the true reason why I know God hasn't forgotten us? It's because of the cross. Somebody says about the cross. It's the cross, the cross. With the sin of all men's past, present, and future. On his son, he could not stand to see the sin of all humanity. And he turned his back on his own son. God turned his back on his own son. Because the sin of the world, oh, Shatoledevoshanda, because God could not look on sin, so he turned himself from his own son. My God, I give you the glory. Could you imagine how Jesus felt on the cross? My God, I give you the glory. Could you imagine him feeling abandoned, rejected by his own father? Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. So it's going to be some time in our lives that we're going to go through some things and we're going to feel abandoned. We're going to feel, yes, Holy Spirit, rejected. Because Jesus went through the same thing. But know this. Don't let it keep you in sackcloth and ashes. Don't let it keep you, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, in a self-pity party. Knowing that God has the best for you. Jesus had to go through that because that when we go things that we are not. the glory. Somebody say, I'm not going to lay down in this place. Hey, Kobo Shanda. I'm going to be just like Jesus, amen, because he left us example. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. With the sin of all man's past, present, and future, on his son, he could not even see, amen, he turned his back, but you know the reason I know that God has not forgotten us, because God, sometimes, amen, he looked and he forgot his own son, praise God, so that we would not forget him, praise God, and God will not forget you, praise God. Hallelujah. Even though Jesus had to go through that, praise God. But listen what happened, praise God. That's Holy Spirit. Jesus went to the cross. My God, I give you the glory. He felt abandoned, rejected. People walked away from him. My God, I give you the glory. People have forsaken him, praise God. Went back to do what they did, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But Jesus hung on the cross for me, you, and you. For our past, for our present, and our future. For the sins of the world, my God, I give you the glory. But one day, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, yeah, God, Shanda, Yadadabu Shanda. Jesus rose on the third day with all power in his hands. My God, I give you the glory. You might be feeling the same way, but I'm speaking over your life today. My God, I give you the glory that you will rise and rise and rise. You will get up out of that place. You will begin to move in the Holy Ghost. There's a movement that's taking place. Saith the Lord thy God. And that's why God said, I'm coming with a word to let you know that I did not forget about you. I'm just preparing you for something greater, saith the Lord thy God. God is preparing you. My God, I give you the glory. Somebody say, God is preparing me. God is preparing me for something greater. He did not forget about me. My God, I give you the glory. My God, I give you the glory. He did not forget about you. If you ever felt forgotten by man or even God, know this one thing today. God has not forgotten you and never will. Because of God's love and him remembering us, we are commanded. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you the glory. Hear me. We are commanded. I'm going to say it one more time. I want somebody to hear this today. We are commanded to love others. Oh, Shatori Adabasanda. And share God's love and care. Amen. The same thing that he did for us. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He wants us to love on the ones, even the ones that afflicted us. He says, still love on them, because the battle is not yours, but it belongs to the Lord, saith God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Have you ever been around somebody? My God, I give you the glory. And they are so mean and so nasty, praise God. And you just want to leave them by themselves. My God, I give you the glory. But because of the love of Jesus that shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, he won't let you do it, praise God. You got to love on them in spite of. Glory to his name, God. Daniel, praise God, he went through, praise God. David went through, praise God. David said, how long will you let them do what they're doing to me? I don't know who's going through a trial. I don't know, praise God, who's going through things. You've been talked about scandalized, all kinds of stuff. But even though, in spite of, you still turn around and pray for them. You still turn around and bless them. Oh, come on, somebody. That means that you're getting mature in the Lord. That means that God is blessing you right in front of your enemies. They don't even see it, because while they're doing what they're doing to you, you're getting more love. You're getting more peace. God is still yet exalting you. Oh, come on, somebody. I give you glory, God. God is blessing. My God, I give you the glory. Somebody say, God has given me another level of anointing. God is blessing me. My God, I give you glory. God is making a way from me, Baba Shanda, because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you no matter what you're going through. I will be with you. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. God told me to tell you today, I know where you're at. Oh, my son, my Shanda, at the appointed time. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. Thank you for moving for me. Thank you for breathing on me. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you, God. God did not forget about you. My God, I give you the glory. Come on, somebody, shout with me today. He said, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. No matter what you're going through, my God, I give you the glory. He's going to work on your behalf, says the Lord. You've been waiting, you've been praying, you've been pleading with him. The same way, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. The same way, oh, yes, God, Daniel did, praise God. He prayed and he prayed and he prayed. But guess what? God showed up in a mighty way, praise God. David got more anointed. God, yes, said it, Abu Sanda. He was blessed above measures, even to the point, amen, that he was able to bless his son. Oh, come on, somebody, give God the glory. God is moving by his mighty power. Somebody shout today. Somebody give God the glory. Ah, my son, no matter where you're at, he said, I know the very hairs upon your head, and I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do in your life. Oh, come on, somebody. It is going to get better. It's going to get better for you, saith the Lord thy God. God is moving by his Holy Spirit, and I'm here today to tell you, praise God, what the Holy Ghost gave me today. Somebody shout, it's going to happen. God is going to bless. He's going to move by his Holy Spirit. I'm in the move today. I'm on his mind today. I'm getting a touch today. God is breathing on me today. Supernatural anointing is coming upon me. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, come on, somebody shout with me this morning. My God, I give you the glory. And I'm going to a song, and I will be right back because I want to give you the end of a thing. Don't miss it. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Somebody shout with me. God is moving on my behalf. He sees where I'm at. My God, I give you the glory. That's a shout right there. My God, I give you the glory.
You got to hear before it happens. Believe before it happens. Receive before it happens. You got to know. God said this one's on me. I know it's hard to see, but God said this one's on me. gonna happen. Oh, yes, it will.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, it's gonna happen, y'all. That thing that hit my spirit this morning, it's gonna happen. Amen. Whatever God promised, remember the promises in due season. He said, you shall reap if you faint not. He said, I will make a river in your desert. Come on, you are the head and not the tail. You will prosper. Oh, that's good. Yes, Holy Ghost. Oh, know that the Lord is here, y'all. God, I give you glory. I give you glory. We got to praise him in the middle of it. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Just know that God continues to ask us, even as Christians, why do we still forget him? I want to turn this thing around for a minute. Why do we forget him sometimes? Amen. The Bible says in Revelation 2 and 4, it says that the church of Ephesus has forsaken its first love. As a church, we are to think about God and remember his love all the time. But, somebody say, but a lot of times we forsake him saying what the people like Jeremiah said. Amen. As Christians, it is time we lay down our life and stop forsaking him as well. God says today, my God, I give you glory. We are not forgotten. I'm not saying, who am I talking to today? My God, I give you the glory. First it went to me, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. As I spoke earlier, praise God, I would say, Lord, here is my address. God, help me. Have mercy on me, Lord Jesus. Let me tell you, sometimes the trials of life, my God, come to knock you down. Sometimes you don't see it, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, but I want you to know that the Lord, glory to God, I hear you, God, that God said, I will fight for you to the end. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, he that begun a good work in you will do it to the end, saith the Lord thy God. He said, I've already begun a good work in you. My God, I give you the glory. Somebody shout with me today. I will not forsake my God. I will not let my God down. My God, I give you the glory. I want to talk to us today. Something God showed me. Something he showed me. Every seed. Listen to me. Every seed in the farmer's hand. The farmer is God. Every seed in the farmer's hand has great potential. You are that seed. God is the farmer to produce bountifully and to multiply endlessly. But to unlock this potential, the farmer must release the seed from his hand and drop it in the dirt. Come on, y'all got to hear me today. Covers it in the darkness, under the dirt, and leaves it to struggle to reach the light. Even when the seed is out of the farmer's hand, it is still in his care. God knows what he is doing. God has not forgotten you. God has not abandoned you. God is the farmer and you are the seed. The abandonment you feel, the darkness you see, and the struggles you are going through are the keys to unlocking the potential in you. Oh, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. Yes, you may feel like you're out of God's hand, but the truth is that you are still in his care. So Father says, fear not. Stand firm and remain safe. when you break through, come on, somebody, when you break through that struggle, that dark place, come on, help me, God, I thank you. Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, come on, help me, Holy Ghost, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. You got to understand that God will take us through some stuff. Oh, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. Put us in some dark places and cause us to pray. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. Cause us to seek his face even more. But in the midst of all that, he said, I'm unlocking your potential. Can you hear me what I'm saying today? The Holy Ghost wants to talk to us today. I'm unlocking your potential. That man, that woman, that boy, or that girl that come up against you all the time, I'm unlocking that potential. When you're going through financial struggle, I'm unlocking it. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. Yes, Holy Ghost. When you're going through your body, go, my son, my God, it's going to cause you to pray more. My God, I give you the glory. But I'm unlocking your potential. That door that's still closed that you're praying that will open, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God is unlocking your potential. You got to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you today, praise God. So today, 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 glory to God, no matter if you cannot see the light right now, the Lord says, I'm unlocking your potential. I don't care where you're at. Yes, Holy Ghost. How you feel today, saith the Lord thy God. But God is blessing you. Hey, my son, you might not see it yet. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. But I hear the Holy Ghost said, I will remember you. My God, I give you the glory. I did not forget where I put you. My God, I give you the glory. What you're going through, praise God, is unlocking the potential. It might be in a dark place under the dirt. My God, I give you the glory. But you got to understand, Jesus is the farmer. Come on, my God, I give you the glory. And you are that seed. You might struggle, you might struggle, you might struggle. But I'm here to tell you today, praise God. You're going to see the light of day. There's a blade that shall come up, and you will see the glory of the Lord in your life. God did not forget about you. My God, I give you the glory. Somebody shout with me today, my God. God did not forget about you. Oh, my God. God did not forget about you. You might be going through right now. You might be asking God, where are you? God, don't you see my situation? But God told me to tell you today, I did not forget about you. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost, today. Thank you, Jesus. We give God the glory for what he is doing in your life. We thank you that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We thank you that he said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Oh, come on, somebody. David said, where are you, God? But I'm here to tell you, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. God says, I'm right here with you, saith the Lord. No matter what you're going through today, my God, I thank you. You will see the break of day, my God, I give you the glory. I thank the Lord, my God, I give you the glory. In the midst of all that's going on in the world today, God says, I'm with you. My God, I thank you. He told me to tell you today, my God, I thank you. I am with you. Don't forget that he's with you. When you're going through something so hard, God said, I'm with you. You might feel like you're by yourself, but God said, you're not by yourself. Stop saying you're by yourself and nobody's calling you and nobody's touching base with you. God said, I'm with you because I'm unlocking your potential. Hey, glory to your name, God. I thank you. I'm unlocking the potential in you. I want to see the best in you. And I'm bringing out the best in you, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Spirit. a lonely walk right now, but I hear the Holy Spirit say, it was designed by me, saith the Lord thy God. I designed it that way to unlock your potential. I don't want you contaminated. I want you to be elevated at the point of time, saith the Lord thy God. And sometimes we can get around people that contaminate the spirit of what God is doing. So when God put us by ourselves, know that he's unlocking your potential for greater things that come in. Don't give up, saith the Lord thy God. Don't throw in the towel in, saith the Lord thy God. He knows where you're at. He knows you. He's got an emotion. He said, I know the very hairs upon your head, saith the Lord God. Yes, Holy Ghost. So today, we thank our God that he has not forgotten about us. We give God the glory, y'all. Come on, let's give God the glory. Come on, let's bless his holy name. Come on, he's worthy of all the praises. He's worthy of all the praises. He's worthy of all the praises. Yes, Holy Spirit. And we thank him today. So let us pray today. We thank God for today, for his word today, for him moving by his power in our lives. Hallelujah. Father, we give you the glory today. We give you the glory today. And we thank you for moving by your mighty power. We thank you for the movement of the Holy Ghost on today. We thank you, Lord God, that you didn't forget about us, God, in the name of Jesus. But Father, you said that you know where we're at, God. And we thank you for it, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, everyone under the sound of my voice, I ask that you touch them right now, God. From the crown of their head, God, to the soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you would do a mighty move in their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I pray right now, God, that you endow them, God, with the Holy Ghost power, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Move by your Holy Spirit, God. Move in their finances, God. Touch their children, God. To our yes, Holy Spirit. God, if there's any sickness among them, oh, God, I ask that you touch them right now, God. Heal, heal, heal. Because, God, you said distance is not a barrier, God. So I speak healing, over this line right now, God, in the name of Jesus. You said by your stripes, God, we were healed in the name of Jesus. So I speak healing to the bones right now. I speak healing to the mind, God, right now. I speak healing spiritually, God. I speak healing financially, God. I speak healing mentally, God, in the name of Jesus. And matrimonially, God, I speak it in the name of Jesus. Father God, you are. You said, look to the hills, we're coming our help, oh God. Knowing that our help comes from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Send help, Lord. Send help from the north, south, east, and west, oh God. Send them dusty helpers, God, to help them us. And God, every gate that's locked, every padlock that the enemy has placed, God, I ask that you open it up right now, God. In the name of Jesus, I command it by the power of the blood of Jesus and the authority that you have placed upon my life to open up those gates, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, a blessing, God. Do it for your glory, God. Do it for your glory, God. Do it for your glory in the mighty name of Jesus. God, breathe on them, God, a fresh new anointing, God. God, they've been battling, God. They've been afflicted, God. I ask that you touch right now from the crown of their head, God, to the soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, turn things around in their lives. Turn it around, God. Turn it around, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I thank you. God, I praise you. God, I glorify you. God, I lift you up. If anyone want to get in touch with me, You can call me. Ministry number is 302-883-9799. And if you want to put a seed into the ministry, you may do so. You may bless the ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want you to, when you sow your seed, oh, yes, Holy Spirit, put your seed on assignment. Whatever you need God to do in your life, put your seed on assignment, saith the Lord. My God, I give you the glory. And I'm sharing what I do with you. My God, I thank you. Now, God, we bless you. God, we praise you. God, we lift you up in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. With thanksgiving in our heart, my soul says amen, 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 and amen. I'm leaving you with a song. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, and happy Sunday from Mount Carmel International Church. You are on the air with Apostle Colin McNeil. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give God the glory. Have a blessed and wonderful day and a week ahead. Remember, take the steps. Amen. God did not forget about you. Have a blessed day.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief so I can tell all my friends
you won again.
That you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, will the doubters run? Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody needing the price of battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it. That you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank you.
You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me out so many times.
You have
never lost a patient.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it. But oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time. Yeah. My husband could do. You're a champion.
somebody give him glory now. Somebody ought to give him glory.
Glory.
Anybody know he's a winner?
Yeah.
Anybody know he's a winner?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thine are glory.
Hallelujah.
And see you have won. You did it again. Over and over. Time after time. I could see my way out with you. Yeah. He's Jesus. All by himself, y'all. I'm getting excited thinking about your goodness. How you keep on making a way for me.